It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. Brock, Hunter.
What up, man? How you doing?
Great. It's another Plan B After Show podcast. It always feels good to say that because we actually get to swear, unlike we get to do on air. So I get to say my favorite word, which is fuck.
I can't say it. Oh, I guess you're right. It is a podcast.
Yeah.
I'm still going to say golly and heck and darn.
Geez. Oh, fudge. Oh, fudge. All right.
Punch him right in the toodles.
Holy shnikes. Anyway, of course, as always, the Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Blah, 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 blah. They're your full service motorcycle shop. So hit them up, man. Gilson Cycle going to get you taken care of. And we'll hear a word from them here in just a little bit. But let's get to it. It's time for facts and opinions. Fact number one, opinion number one. Kleenex tissues were originally invented in 1924 as a way to remove makeup, but so many people wrote the company to say that they were using them as disposable handkerchiefs that all the marketing shifted to that by 1930.
Nice. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
They kind of just fell into a gold mine there, you know?
See, you know what's funny is just being into was that a joke with a gold mine? Was that...
Go ahead, because I got something I'm going to rant on this.
Okay, I know what you're going to rant on, but I was going to say, you know, as an adult now, I still don't have Kleenexes in my house, which is interesting, the basic fact of how much I masturbate that you think I would.
I was going to say, don't you have a bunch of them balled up next to your bed?
But I don't use those anymore, man. Like, it's weird. Like, when you grew up, mom and dad always had Kleenexes, right, in the bathroom. Yeah. So, of course, we were just dropping bombs in those things, man. Yeah.
But is there anything worse than cleaning up somebody else's balled up Kleenexes?
I don't touch them. I will not touch them. You know what? We could be cleaning up a beach, right? We could be there doing a group cleanup. All right, we're cleaning up Silver Beach.
Yeah, doing it for the good.
Even with the tongs, I'm not touching used Kleenex. No. I'm not touching it. It's disgusting.
All right, rant time. Dude, people back in the day used to fucking blow their nose into a handkerchief and then put it back into their pocket, dude, for further blowing noses. Dude, what is going – how is that even a thing?
Does your dad still carry a handkerchief?
No, I don't think he ever did either. I'm not sure if maybe my grandpa did at one point. My grandpa on my mom's side definitely did that front left pocket, dude. You take it out and then put it – jeez.
That was actually my grandpa Kent always had a handkerchief on him, and my dad still to this day has a handkerchief on him. I don't know if it was just a thing, because you know farming, they always had, you know, like the big red and white ones and everything like that, almost more like the bandana style.
Maybe they're not blowing. Maybe they don't really have boogers or something, dude, because the shit that comes out of my nose, dude, goes into a handkerchief. It's going in the trash, bro.
And I mean, I guess it's, if you think about it, the overall use of a handkerchief does make sense. Okay, let's say you're out in public and all of a sudden you, and now you got snot all over you. If you have something there to clean up, it works out. But I'm right there with you, though, too. I don't want to put something. Now, granted, you fold it up. It's not like you're putting booger side out. You know what I mean? But still, though, it still feels weird to me. But also, we're spoiled in the sense that we've always had, you know,
Kleenex
around. You know, we've never had a shortage of Kleenex or napkins or anything like that. I also do think the handkerchief, especially on the farm, you end up slicing your hand open. You got something to at least, you know, stop the bleeding a little bit. But
yeah,
for a lot of other reasons,
I agree. Yeah.
Even now, I've tried camping and stuff. I've tried I got a couple bandanas or handkerchiefs I'll take with me. And I never do. They always end up just sitting in the drawer and I never have them. I never do.
Or I end up wearing them on my head like Tupac. About it though.
I end up jerking off into mine. Like it's here. I might as well use it. Right.
I agree with you on the handkerchief, many uses and all those uses are great, but man, if you're blowing your nose and then peeling that thing back apart to re-blow in that air, dude, that's just fucked up to me, dude.
There's only so many folds you can make where it works. Okay?
And then what do you do? Do you throw it in the washer to like clean it? Dude?
Yes. Yeah.
Ah,
But Hunter, think about how many rags and shirts have you thrown in the washer that have been full of loaves? I mean, come on.
Right, full of kids.
Oh, Jesus. Good God. So anyway, there you go. Kleenex, making money. Fact number two, opinion number two. Pete Wentz from Fallout Boy is related to Colin Powell. One of Wentz's grandfathers is black and his cousins with
Colin.
Powell.
It's Colin Powell.
What did I say? Colin?
Colin.
Is it Colin Randall. Powell? Well, Colin, then he should have a
Wonder Day.
He should have an E in there because that looks like Colin to me. Or Colin?
It's Colin Powell. Yeah,
Colin Powell. C-O-L-I-N. Oh.
Yeah, the defense guy back when defense secretary or whatever.
That was Clinton's administration, wasn't it?
I think so. It was either him or Bush, right?
Yeah. Something like that. I don't know. Colin Powell.
Fallout Boy, though, huh? Yeah. Yeah, they don't look alike, do they?
No, no. And, you know, Pete Wentz had his donger up on the internet, too.
Yeah,
he got photo got leaked of his penis. I've never seen it. I've just heard about it. Right, Seth Green made fun of him for it.
Yeah, right. You got that pulled up right
it's
now.
My screensaver. It's my screensaver.
I hear a bunch of snapshots in the background.
That and some Kleenexes hanging around. You know, this is just the worst podcast.
Jesus.
Sorry, I need a sip of coffee.
Yeah, me too.
When you send or wait. Fact number three, opinion number three. Jesus, good God. Words. You can send a coconut, a potato, a sombrero, a brick, an inflated beach ball, a frisbee, or a pillow through the U.S. Postal Service without a box. You just have to put enough postage on it and an address label.
Really? An inflatable beach ball. What?
I just love that they have they've had to make a list of things that can be sent without
go through them one more time now that we know what it is.
Coconut, potato, sombrero, brick, inflated beach ball, frisbee, pillow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Dude.
Imagine just getting a potato in the mail, dude.
If you don't think I'm not going to prank some people by mailing a potato in the mail. Like, now, this is fragile. You be careful. I do actually have a buddy, my buddy JD. I worked with him for years. He's like Irish, all right, like an angry Irish man, and I always give him shit. There are days where you could tell he's like, dude, if you say one more thing about potatoes or anything like that, I'm gonna fucking murder you.
Send him some potatoes.
Oh, you better believe it. Outside of a box, they are straight up just gonna have a stamp on that potato.
He'll know who it's from too.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna put who it's from. I guarantee I'll send it, and then like a week later, I'll get a call. Dude, you sent me a fucking potato. Why? Yes.
He opens his mailbox and just looks at the sky and starts screaming, "Nah!
Why?" Oh man, I love it. Well, that was a fun fact. Yeah. Fact number four, opinion number four: the Dallas Cowboys were the first NFL team to make nachos popular at their stadium. Howard Cosell ate them and talked about them during a slow Monday night football game in 1978 before the rest of the NFL got on board.
Damn, Cowboys got some at least because they fucking suck, dude.
Right now.
Got something to lean on. The Cowboys, though, bringing out the old nachos. Huh?
You know, it is interesting. You talked about this in sports on the Plan B Morning Show. America's team, that's been kind of their moniker for a long time, mm-hmm. which is interesting to me that the Cowboys would be America's team, you know?
You know what? You know, as a kid, I always just assumed it was. Like, I never really thought about it.
Now,
you know, I was like,
there, that brings up a good point, because when we were kids, the Cowboys were in their prime. You had Aikman, you had Smith, you had, Irving, you had
Deion Sanders.
Sanders was there, yeah. Yeah. And they were crushing it. I mean, they were unstoppable. I remember hating the Cowboys because they were so good. They'd beat everybody. So
I would always choose the Cowboys and Madden because they were the best team back in the day.
Aikman, though, I tell you what, he had a few too many head injuries listening to him try and broadcast right now. They should just give him a coloring book and send him on his way.
Aikman. He's better than Joe Buck, is he?
Well, see, and again, he played the game. I'll always take a commentator that played the game because they understand. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
you know what's weird with Joe Buck, though, is, you know, last night's game was it wasn't Joe Buck. Well, it was, and then it changed to the Monday night game, which wasn't. And it's like, you know, it's like in basketball. Like there's certain voices that you just like are accustomed to the game now. Like when I hear Joe Buck's voice, I think football, even though I'm not the biggest fan of Joe Buck. But
he doesn't do that terrible a job. We rip on him because it's easy and we'd rather see other people do it. But let's be honest, commentating any professional sports game is going to be tough, but he's an easy target. So,
yeah. So there you go. Bring Madden back. That's what I'm trying to get through.
Fuck you, Joe Buck. All right. Fact number five, opinion number five here. We wrap things up. The African country Swaziland, Swaziland, Swaziland. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've heard of that before.
It has a law that bans witches from flying their broomsticks higher than 500 feet in the air.
What about lower than five? You good there?
Yeah, if you're good, any 500 or below, you're fine.
Oh, 500.
Yeah, 500 feet.
Oh.
Yeah, so you can't go any higher than 500 feet.
We got a lot of witches over there, huh?
Yeah, apparently.
Spelling out shit in the sky.
Well, you know why? You know why witches don't wear underwear, right? They can hold on to the broom better.
I forgot about that joke.
That's one of my favorites. That's what I'm going to hold.
So they got to hold on to the broom, man.
Got that kung fu grip on that broomstick, man.
God.
All right, let's get ready to fly, girls.
Oh.
That's why they're always laughing like that.
That's why they're oh, man.
And the witches are talking about the new, this 2020 broomstick's got vibrating seats, a vibrating stick.
Vibrating broomstick, Jesus. Don't go past 500 feet.
Instead of, it's,
Jesus, you dumb witch.
Guys, is it raining?
That's funny.
Oh, no, the witch is just flying over.
God, dude. I used to be terrified of witches because of the Wizard of Oz when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's back when witches were scary. When's the last movie you've seen where the witch hasn't been, like, hot? You know what I mean?
Yeah. There was a movie recently that had a witch that was pretty scary looking. But, yeah, the last scary one was really Wizard of Oz, wasn't it?
Yeah, like, really kind of. Well, the Wicked Witch of the West, but then you had Glenda the Good Witch.
Yeah,
you know? Hot.
Yeah. What was the one? The one witch who would twitch and disappear? Bewitched.
From Bewitched. Yeah.
Bewitched. Yeah. So the blonde witch?
Yeah, where she'd do that. She'd wiggle her nose and make things happen. Yep.
Or is she a genie?
No. Did the genie wiggle her nose? No, it was the witch. No, so you did. You had I Dream of Genie, but Bewitched, did have the witch. Yep. And she would wiggle her nose. Yeah. Anyway.
Hot.
Wiggle that nose on my cock. What?
Jeez, dude. Come on. Clean it up a little bit at least.
I got a broomstick for you. How about that?
Oh, jeez. All right. What is it? We're on the next pack.
No, that's it. That's done. And we're running this one into the ground, buddy.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, no, that's going to, before I say anything else horrible, that's going to do it. The Plan B After Show podcast. Brock and Hunter, we'll see you next time. Of course, here's a word from our sponsor, Gilson Cycle. Gilson. Jesus.
Yes,
you ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on, what's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.